Negotiations continue today between Con Edison and the Utility Workers Union Local 1-2. This is the third week of Con Ed's lockout of union workers, and the two sides are still far apart. WBAI's Linda Perry has been following the story and files this report.
Negotiations on pensions, wages, and health benefits continue. Health benefits were restored to union workers, but only through the end of July. They were told by Con Ed that their health benefits would end August 1st. Local 1-2 spokesperson Tony Vallone has been a utility worker for 44 years.
This company was always a family, and now their position is Mary Adamo, chief negotiator for Con Edison, says we are no longer a family. She's running a business. But what they want to offer us, we can't survive on. We don't want it all. All we want is our fair share, be able to keep our pension, get a fair wage, and keep the cost of medical reasonable.
Local 1-2 spokesperson Dominic Marzullo says Con Ed is profitable. They're not losing any money.
Yet what they want to do to the employee is the top 21 titles, not give them a raise. Then the 10% raise that they said they were willing to give, 2% of that is a merit raise where you're rated and you have to get a superior, and they're only making 15% of those people eligible be able to attain that.
Marzullo says with the increased cost in medical premiums, copays, prescription plans, and deductibles, workers are not only not getting a 10% raise, but they are losing 20% of their wages. Con Ed spokesperson Michael Clendenin says this kind of information is left best to the bargaining table.
Not out in the press or, you know, in any other forum, because otherwise, really, contracts don't get resolved that way.
Why would Con Ed need to cut back on workers' benefits and on raises when, in fact, Con Ed has made a profit since 1973 and continues to make profits?
The escalation of pension costs and health care costs is far exceeding anything else that we might make. You got to remember something about utilities and our profits or anything else, that we make a regulated profit. It is regulated by state, is governed by state regulators. You cannot just simply take profits and dump them into salaries or pensions or anything else. A lot of that money goes back into the ground to serve our customers.
Clendenin says pension costs grew from $74 million 6 years ago to about $740 million today. And while negotiations continue, there's strong agreement that both sides want to get union workers back to work. Vallone says his union wants a fair contract that both sides can live with.
You know, we're here for the public. And by locking us out every day, you don't know when the air conditioners are going to shut off here in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens. You know, they sit up in the ivory tower with their fingers crossed. I hear there's a storm possibly coming in tonight. You know, they don't care. All they want to do is keep those meters spinning, bringing in the revenue. They made $1 billion last year in profit, and they want to give nothing to the worker. If it wasn't for our workers, the 8,500 men and women that were locked out, I believe in my heart that this system would have failed a long time ago, but it's all the hard work that we put into it every day that the lights are still on in Manhattan.
Marzullo is concerned about managers and contract workers from out of state doing their jobs. With storms rolling through, Con Ed says it's confident it can meet the needs of the city, but Marzullo disagrees.
Truly, they only have about 800 people that are qualified to do the job. Most of the people that are out there in the field are people that come from the office that they gave a week or 2 weeks training to in the learning center, and they're out there as helpers. They are actually not physically capable or have the knowledge to do what they have to do out in the field. And, you know, they're just hoping that they could get through a heat wave.
Have you gone around the city and seen any of the work that's being done?
We've observed some of the work. Not all the work is up to the standards that we're held to. They go out there without the proper safety equipment, without the proper safety clothing, and they're just going in and just doing things. It looks like all the procedures and rules are off the table now while they're doing the work.
Union workers have been taking photos of managers and contract workers doing their jobs around New York City. Vallone showed WBAI News photos of supervisors breaking safety rules.
Believe me, they're not wearing all their PPE. They're doing shady things at night. And unfortunately, it's not an even playing field.
What rules have you seen broken?
Harnesses, shirts. We wear fire-retardant clothing, all our members. Gas detectors. You're supposed to monitor the holes continuously when you enter an underground structure. We have pictures of some of these sites with no detector out. So, you know, they're breaking their own rules. It's always a double-edged sword when you deal with a company like this.
And finally, what's it going to take to resolve this situation?
A fair contract.
Con Ed says the offers they made when the contract expired are still on the table.
We offered to extend the contract 2 weeks so that talks could continue until we resolve the contract. We then offered to give each other a week notice, which the Communication Workers of America has with Verizon. That was part of their returning to work. Our union rejected that as well. Now we've offered 72-hour notice, and they rejected that as well. They simply want to be able to strike, to pick up from the substations, the control rooms, the manholes, wherever they might be, at any moment without notice, and leave the energy system unattended. We cannot operate the system safely for New Yorkers that way. No New Yorker would stand for it, elected officials wouldn't stand for it, and no one would.
Meanwhile, as negotiations go on and on, the city braves a heat wave and thunderstorms. Con Ed reduced voltage by 5% in parts of Manhattan, but for now the company says residents can continue to use air conditioners. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.